Hey, this is going to be episode 67 of Ron's Update, and it covers a couple of weeks, one Tuesday and then another Tuesday, I guess you could say. I hope you enjoy it, even though it's been a little late. I'm sitting in my car here at Bethesda Park on a Tuesday afternoon, I believe it is. Lose track of days sometimes. It's been raining the whole time I ran this afternoon. Not a hard rain, just mostly a drizzle, misty rain. It picked up more after I finished running, which was good. I am still recovering from the 2 mile run on pavement with my new Vibram Bikilas. I tell you what, those things beat my legs up bad that night that I ran in those things. And of course, the next day I ran 7 miles on the trail, which probably didn't help, but I've just got sore legs, and so I'm recovering from that right now. But I got in a little over 4 miles yesterday, a little over 4 miles today. I'll slowly come back from my sore legs. Got to have sore legs sometimes, right? I just think going out and running 2 miles on pavement when you're not used to running on pavement, particularly with a barefoot-style shoe, probably isn't the best idea, even though I'd been running some on the grass, and I had run a mile on a paved trail before, a couple days before that. But I think the accumulation of running in my Vibrams 2 or 3 days there in a row and 3 miles out of the 6 I ran on pavement when you're not used to pavement and barefoot shoes probably is what caused my legs to be sore, but I'm going to recover. This tropical storm that came up from the Gulf of Mexico and has finally made it here to Georgia made it rain yesterday and today. We had tornado warnings yesterday. When I ran yesterday over at Lilburn Park on the Greenway Trail, it drizzled on me over there pretty much the whole run also, but the weather wasn't bad. And when I got home afterwards, then that's when the tornado warnings were out. Those dissipated before they even got to where I live. It just kind of fizzled out. Got some rain at my house, but not much. Today was the second day of rain, and it was actually cooler today. Yesterday when I ran, it was 73, I believe. Today it was 67. And it would be nice if it stayed that temperature for about 3 or 4 months in a row now. I would just love to run in 67-degree weather after having run in the 90s for so long. I wanted to let you all know that I started a Facebook page, Lost Trail Runner Podcast Facebook page. So I'd really appreciate it if you all would go find that page and leave comments, race reports, whatever you want. Oh, and also like the page, right? Click like. I think I have to get 25 people to like it before it really counts. I'm not sure. But I thought maybe this would be a way to get some comments for my podcast. Would be on a Facebook page, since a lot of people go on Facebook anyway. And it might be an easier way to connect with people. So feel free to go on there, like it, leave comments, leave race reports, anything you want. Tell me how lousy my podcast is. I don't care. Just go on there. That's what I need. And I would really appreciate it if you would go on iTunes. I've mentioned this before. And leave a review at the bottom of my iTunes page for Lost Trail Runner 2. As well as Ron's Update, both of those podcasts, you could leave iTunes reviews and I would be perfectly happy. Okay, that's all I'm going to say about that. Today is Tuesday. I've been debating whether I want to do my long run today of 13 miles, ride my bike outside, or do my bike trainer. And it has rained this morning and the streets are wet, so riding my bike is not the answer for me today. And I'm kind of, I don't know, tired, run down feeling. So I might opt for doing my bike trainer inside today. In the background, you'll hear Richard Bobe's podcast. I'm listening to it. And I'm walking around my upstairs and trying to figure out what to do. It's kind of gloomy out today. And it's probably in the 60s. It's one of those days when I really want to go out and do something, but I'm just not in the mood to do what I have on my schedule to do. My schedule's for 13 miles. I just don't have 13 miles in me today. So I'm trying to figure out when I can get it in this week. I'm going to be working at the golf course tomorrow. Then I am off on Thursday, so I might be able to get it in Thursday. But then Saturday I have that trail race. So I'm thinking, well, if I do 13 miles on Thursday, I might still be a little bit tired on Saturday. But since it's not really a major race, it's just something I signed up for that I wanted to do, not necessarily any kind of an A race, I may just go ahead and plan on doing my 13 miles on Thursday and then Saturday doing my race, because I wanted to do a 13 miler before the half marathon on the 1st of October, and I've only got about, let's see, today's the 20th, Tuesday, so I've got, counting today, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and the 13th day is the half marathon. So 13 days from now, I'll be doing the half. So doing that 13 miler on the 22nd might be okay. And then I can do the 10K trail race on the 24th. And then the next week, I can pretty much just do some easy stuff and recovery and rest up for the half marathon. Maybe that's a strategy I'll use. So today it's going to be a bike trainer ride of about, who knows, between a half hour and an hour. Usually I seem to only be able to last about a half hour on my bike trainer for some reason. I guess it's because I just kind of get bored. When I go outside and ride my bike, it's no problem. I can just ride. But when I'm sitting in a room watching a computer screen and riding my bike, it gets old after a while. Not after a while, pretty quick. So that's what it's going to be today, I guess. Where did I leave my coffee cup? I'm coming back in the bedroom here. You can hear Richard Bobes in the background. And I'm going to go downstairs, warm up my coffee, and get ready for my bike trainer ride. Then once I do that, it's off to the grocery store. So I guess it'd be time to terminate this particular recording, and that'll be it.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe.